Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren, and alongside me is Megan Jade. Megan, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you, Christian?
I'm doing well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, this week's episode is going to be a little different, okay?
Yeah, there's just two of us.
There is just two of us. Kevin and Sarah are out, and we're going to do something completely different. We are just going to do an interview segment today, and a couple of the reasons why for that is... If you went to church yesterday, there was a different sermon at all different services. And so everybody kind of may have heard a different Christmas sermon. Instead of discussing one of those sermons, I thought we'd bring in two of our well-worship musicians, Dom Nuncio and Carl Deese, and talk to them about the free worship songs that will be kind of appearing on the internet once a month over kind of the course of the Corinthians series and hopefully beyond that as well. So... I'm excited for that. Are you excited for that?
I'm really excited. And I really love the fact that we do fun things when Kevin and Sarah are missing.
Yes.
So that they always want to keep coming back.
This is a Spoutcast original. We are going to hear a song that is not released on our website, but we're also going to hear the heart behind the music and kind of why they decided to do these free songs that are online. And the first song actually got released last night, and we're going to hear Dom explain that here in a little bit.
Can I just mention something really quick, just because?
Yeah.
I listened to last week's episode.
Yes.
And the last 5 minutes were not Megan appropriate.
Let's not mention that. Let's get on to the next segment. And so stay tuned for some Dom and Carl. They're up next.
Well, we're excited to give you the first song out of the batch of songs that we've been writing from 1 Corinthians. The hope with these songs is that they just help you worship while you're at home, in your car. And hopefully help you think about Christ a little bit more. This first song, Kingdom Come, is a song that Paul addresses in a couple chapters in 1 Corinthians about the issue of division in the church. And just saying that the church is not divided and neither is Christ. And John 17, Jesus prays this prayer. He says that, I pray that, Father, that they would be one as we are one. And that's the chorus of the song. We hope that it becomes more than a song, but an anthem and a prayer. As we sing this out here at the well.
All right, we are back, and we are here with Dom and Carl. Hello, guys.
What's up? How's it going?
Hello.
Our Spoutcast listeners out there probably are maybe unfamiliar with who you guys are. Some of them go to the well, some of them don't, but maybe explain who you guys are, your positions here at the well, and we'll move forward from there. We'll start with you, Dom.
I'm the short, bearded Mexican guy who sings usually at the North Campus. And I oversee all the worship and volunteers at all the campuses and primarily lead at the North Campus.
Yeah, I'm Carl. So I'm leading over at the Fig Campus. And we all kind of like switch. I mean, sometimes we'll be at different campuses. One of the few that do.
But you're primarily at Fig
for the most part.
And Chris is primarily at Clovis.
Clovis, yeah.
Don's usually at North.
Are you really primarily at North? Or do I just... I go to the PM services and I don't see you much there, so...
Yeah, it just varies. In the new year, you'll see me... only at the PM for the most part.
Oh, okay.
So just trading off with Lacey, the Potter
yes.
team. So
awesome.
Yeah, so I'll be there. And then when I'm not leading, I'm just at the other campuses and checking out how everybody's doing and making sure they're doing well.
That's so great. Yeah. And so for the both of you guys, you're more relatively new to staff, Carl. Mm-hmm. But Dom, how long have you been on staff?
Yeah, I came last October, so I guess 14 months on staff now. So
okay.
Yeah, wow. So we moved from San Diego and now in Fresno.
You count in like baby months. Like
I do.
Yeah. Not a year and 2 months.
Yeah.
It's 14
months. It's my 36-month-old, okay?
Yeah.
Really?
I feel like that year went by really fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
And really Megan, fast. You know Dom from Hume a little bit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was leading up at Hume Lake in a band, started in 05, so 05, 06 for the Ponderosa. And
05 was my first summer at Pondy. I mean, just in general at Hume, and that's when I met them.
And you were lifeguarding.
I was.
And I remember Megan like more than anybody because she got bit by a spider in her cabin one year.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
crazy.
And her leg was swollen like crazy with a gnarly hole in it.
Yeah.
And we're just like, oh my gosh.
What kind of spider was it?
I was told it was a black widow, but I don't know.
If there's a hole, doesn't that mean it's a brown recluse?
I think people die from brown recluses.
Is it recluse or recluse?
Recluse.
I like recluse, you know, sounds a little more dangerous, you know?
Right.
Recluse sounds like somebody just kind of goes in their house, right. A little reclusive.
Spider got recluse on
me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, Carl, kind of how do you fit into the mix? You know Dom, correct?
Yeah, we grew up together.
In San Diego.
Really? I didn't know that.
We know each other since we were like 11.
Yeah, Carl had a flat top.
I got a flat top. Dom had long hair.
Dom. Yeah, I basically, I looked the same dominant as I did when I was 13. That's so I had a full goatee, super long hair, baggy pants, probably some Doc Martens.
Nice.
And a skateboard and a guitar.
That's
and
right.
Carl was like,
you sound like a trendy kid.
Dude, like grunge, hello. Like, yeah.
That
like,
was early 90s. That was when Thrashin' came out.
Totally. Yeah. So basically what kids are wearing now, that's what I was wearing, just baggier pants.
Nice.
Yeah. And go with the girl jeans.
Yeah, but we knew each other since we grew up playing guitar together. And then after high school, we played in bands and did like, you know, different worship stuff together and like just played around San Diego together.
What were some of your guys' band names?
We had the Henry Adams Band.
Henry Adams Band.
Oh, all right, that's a good really one. Awesome. Yeah.
So everyone confused it with the Sam Adams
Band. Oh, like the beer.
Oh, you guys are the beer band.
Yeah.
No, probably it's so funny because when you said Henry Adams, the first thing I thought of was Sam Adams beer.
Really?
We sold a lot of records. Funny.
Yeah, tons.
I thought of Ryan Adams.
It was actually, it's mine and his middle name. So my middle name's Henry and his middle name is...
Oh, nice.
Adan.
But yeah. So there's nobody named Henry Adams.
Well, there actually ended up being a guy named Henry Adams. He was...
was he like a president or
one
something?
Of the president's brothers or something like okay. that. And so I think we even tried using like a picture of him as a logo for a while.
That's funny. So, you guys kind of just... Did you guys ever part ways? I know there was a time when maybe, Carl, you were on tour with another band.
Yeah, well, when I moved out to Phoenix, we planted a church.
Okay.
And Dom and the band, actually, they Dom, I think it was the same guys, like took and turned into 330 plan. And then that's when they started doing the stuff up at Hume. And then from there, I was out in Phoenix for a couple of years and moved out to Nashville and started going on the road with bands and stuff.
And then recently, probably in the last 6 months, God kind of brought you to Fresno.
Yeah.
Or Dom brought you to Fresno. Yeah, one
that's
of the
right. Dom or God, one of those.
Yeah. And how did that all
interchangeable? I like
how did that whole thing work out? Just Dom gave you a phone call? Or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously we've been best friends since we were little. So like, I just knew where he was, and when he's like, "Hey, we're coming up to Fresno," and I was, "Oh my gosh!" I was like, "Fresno, what are you thinking?" Like, obviously, no offense to Fresno, but we were, you know, anyway. He was like, last year, he's like, "Hey, you know, positions are opening, and just pray about it," and never prayed about it. And we flew out to LA. We got family, me and my wife, and we're driving up here to see Dom and Tara and the kids, and. On the way up, my wife totally jammed me up. She's like, "So you said you were going to pray about it, and you never did." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." So literally in the car as we're driving, the little one was asleep, and we started praying. And when we were done praying, we both looked at each other, and we're like, "Oh, man." Like, God totally, like, made it clear and evident. Even on the drive up, we're like, "Okay, shoot."
That is so cool.
Yeah, so it happened pretty quick.
You guys both have kids. Carl, you have one kid.
Yep, little girl.
What's her name?
Her name's Hallie.
Hallie.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is she?
She'll be 3 in March.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then, Dom, you have 2 kids, correct?
I have 2, yeah. 5-year-old boy, Asher. So if you're at the North Campus, yesterday you saw the little drummer
boy. That's right,
boy.
Yeah.
So he was the drummer boy. Very good. And we have a 3-year-old, Amalia. So,
nice. Yeah. And do your kids play together? Do Amalia and your kid play together or no?
Yeah. Yeah. Hallie prays for our kids every night.
Yeah, she does. She just started praying like last week.
Oh, okay.
No joke. I'm not just saying this, but she's like, "Dear God, thank you, Mommy, Daddy, Hallie, TT and Shush." TT is our dog, and then Shush is our fish. And she said, "Pray Dom, Tara, Asher, Maya. I love them so much. Keep them safe.
Oh,
amen."
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
That's her prayer. It's the only one she prays for.
So she prays, but you don't pray.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, because that's what you said earlier. So we kind of wanted to bring you guys in and do this special episode because you guys as the worship department at The Well have kind of gifted The Well with something special this Christmas season. In the past, we've recorded 3 albums, and those 3 albums have been distributed to people at The Well, but they've been purchased by people at The Well, and it's $10, and some people buy them, some people don't. And really, you guys have a heart behind why you're giving away this song, Kingdom Come, for free. And so I'd love to first, before we get into the meaning of the song and everything behind that, the first song, why'd you guys decide to do this?
Yeah, I think we, you know, partially just being blessed to be at a church that we have a studio and can actually call that work. It's pretty fun for us as musicians. So we just wanted to say, being blessed with that, how do we be good stewards of that? And it just felt really weird for paid staff and paid people to do the sound to then charge for something.
Mm-hmm.
And especially our goal is not to be like, so everyone knows who Carl Deese is or who Dominic or Chris Beery or anybody else, really. Just we wanted the church to be resourced with good songs. Mm-hmm. And And typically we'd get songs from other people like everybody else does, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and we still do that.
Mm-hmm.
But just a heart to kind of write songs in our context as a church of where we're going and messages that we're going through and things that we're wrestling together in our life groups with, and just trying to say, how do we resource the church for that, to be thinking about God in new and fresh ways and to reiterate messages that are being taught or primers or life group guides when they're in their car, when they're at work, when they're in the gym, when, you know, whatever that's going to be. So we just decided, hey, let's take a stab at writing and seeing how we can do that. And let's just make it a free resource always. Mm-hmm. And specifically with those albums too, it felt very like in the context of focusing on one specific worship leader,
yeah,
or worship team, and just the beauty of multi-site trying to represent that of, hey, Chris is writing a song and Carl's writing a song and Dom's writing a song.
Right.
And eventually just the volunteers in our church are writing songs, and now we're singing songs that are being birthed out of the church.
And giving people the opportunity to record in a studio and have that experience. I know for my wife, that was just like, man, the CD, great and all, but just the experience of recording in here and just going through that, I think was good for her skills just as a musician.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just a great learning thing, and we're trying to figure it out while we're doing it.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's just a great learning experience.
And you're going to give these songs out once a month. What's the end goal here?
When we sat around talking about it, we're like, you know, how do we want to do that? Do we want to put like, this is how many we need to make each month, or make sure we have this many songs by this time? And we're like, you know, let's just make it organic, natural.
Okay.
If it comes, it comes. If we have 8 songs, you know, obviously it's kind of hard to record 8 songs at once, but just as they come, just trying to like, you know, the goal would be eventually getting to where we can release 1 song a month.
Yeah.
And trying to stay with the series that we're going, you know, that we're going through as a church. And like Dom was saying, like songs that are, people can like, you know, listen to and feel like, oh man, we just talked about that this last weekend, or this is what we're reading through the scriptures, and just kind of give them a little more, they just feel more personal and real, you know, and they see all of us leading worship,
right?
You know, and the people that are playing on the songs, like on the recording. So
yeah,
and I think that like one big thing in all this that maybe, I don't know if this is an intentional thing, but I just feel like the world is moving more towards MP3s and iPods. And one of the problems with the CD was you couldn't really put it on you could put it on your iTunes, but you couldn't download it on your iTunes. And so this is a nice way. You just download it right from the website, and it's an MP3 rod on your computer. I don't know. CDs are kind of out in my opinion, but
yeah. And just again, in that stewardship component of, if we can do it for free and not have to charge people who are, you know, tithing, we can put that money elsewhere. And
right.
To have to pay for something, it's just, that money would just goes back into the studio, really. So,
totally.
You know, we can do that in different ways. So, hey, man, bless you guys. Thanks for letting us do what we get to do. We've been singing these songs in church. We're recording them while we're singing them.
Right.
And now we have just fun stuff to listen to. Hope you enjoy it. They're going to be super eclectic because it's written from every different walk of life, kind of. And that's what we want to embrace. We want to embrace the multi-site and knowing mm-hmm. that Carl's going to sing a song that he wrote or that we all wrote together, or I'm going to sing a song and we can sing it all our campuses, and it's from the well. So it's mm-hmm. representing multiple sites but one church. So.
And what I love about that is that there's like, I mean, the well is all about like giving the opportunity to respond throughout the week, like having a life group and not just making church on Sundays. And so for people to be able to pop this song on their iPods or their radios, whatever, when they're driving to work, and like be able to like think and contemplate like what they learned on Sunday and like how that affects their work week and how that affects like every moment of their life whenever they're driving. I feel like that's like time that I use to pray and think and whatever. I just love that the well is continually providing resources for people to like live this out rather than just hear it on Sunday and it's done.
Yeah, totally.
And so the first song that you guys wrote together, maybe not together, but for the well, is called Kingdom Come, correct? And I told Megan to go on the website today to check out the cool intro that you guys made for the song. And it briefly touches on kind of the heart behind the song and how it ties in with the First Corinthians series. But maybe one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you in here is to expand on that a little bit. Exactly, like, what's the heart behind the song? Not just from the fact of like, hey, we want to be good stewards for the well, but like the heart behind the lyrics of the song. And why'd you guys decide to start with this one?
Yeah, it's kind of been a song that's morphed a lot throughout the journey of just trying to figure out what does it look like to record. It started out like really folky acoustic guitar, you know, and then it turned into sort of this rock thing, and we were listening to bands like, you know, Phoenix and stuff like that, and trying to think of how do we make kind of a poppy song.
We drove Dave crazy.
Yeah.
He's like, seriously, we're redoing this again.
Seriously? Another? Wait, I got a new idea. But we just sit down on Wednesday mornings, and we spend time praying, and we're looking through 1 Corinthians, and a couple of the chapters in the first chapter, and then the third chapter again, Paul's addressing the issue of division in the church, and and just trying to write a song that trying to come up as worship leaders, trying to come up with sets each week about trying to fit that theme of the sermon, and going, man, I don't really have any songs about division, like beyond the fact of they will know we are Christians by our love, you know, like if I sang that at the Well, I'm pretty sure somebody would shoot me. But so we said, all right, let's get at it. And so just I was writing a song and just trying to think about, what does that look like to be a church that's not divided, that's focused on God? And so just these different thoughts of like Peter and Jesus talking and him telling Peter that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. And so just to think about like, man, what if we sung that as a church? It's so powerful to think about. If we're united as a church, then the gates of hell cannot prevail against us.
Absolutely.
And so just more than just like making that our prayer and thinking about God, he saved us. So the first verse is kind of like, God, he saved us. It's reminding us that we've been saved and how he rescued us. We were nothing. We were in the ashes, and he pulled us up out of those. And then so we're proclaiming as a people of God that we want his kingdom to come in our lives and around us, that we want his kingdom to come and his will be done. And then the second verse kind of saying that now we're the church, let's be the church on mission, but how can we be on mission if there's division against us?
Right.
And so often the church is just so divided about little petty things. And so it's saying, man, let's just be central on Christ and let's be central on his word and let's get on mission and love the people that need to hear the good news. The way that we've been rescued and ransomed, they need to be rescued and ransomed too. And so that second verse is, make division cease so that the world will see your kingdom come, your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus talks about in John 17, he says, Father, I pray that they would be one as you and I are one. So just thinking those two prayers of the Lord's prayer, saying that the kingdom come and may they be one as we're one in John 17, just kind of ended up being a chorus and thinking about,
nice.
Let's just sing the words of Jesus and then let's be focused on that. So that's kind of the heart behind that song, of really wanting it to be kind of an anthem for the church, whether it's like an everyday song that we sing in the church or just, man, I'm driving and going, hey, that little thing that I'm thinking, like that's such a petty thing to be divided against my brother or my sister.
And I think that it's going to trigger when they hear a song like this and they hear different verses of the song, it's going to trigger, oh, that message that Jared gave on divisions in the church or whatever. It's just, it's a good reminder for the things that we're hearing in church, but also to come home and remember, gosh, I need to not be divided with my neighbors. I mean, anybody who is the church altogether.
Yeah,
so
totally.
And something I love about it is it's catchy. So
yeah.
I feel like it's something that people will sing because it's stuck in their head. And I love that. Like, not in an annoying way, but in like a, you know, you memorize it easily.
Get that song out of my head.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, the words aren't, it's not super complicated in a way that people wouldn't be able to, like, follow along and sing and learn it easily. And I liked that when I was listening to it. I felt like I was already singing along by the end of the song.
Cool.
So.
Now, Dom, that's primarily your voice on the song, correct?
Yeah.
And Carl, you do background vocals on it, or
yeah? There's some sections in there. We had quite a few people. There's a little choiry kind of section that we were going for.
Nice.
When everyone's singing towards the end. Was it "Let Your Kingdom Come, Let Your Will Be Done on Earth as It Is in Heaven"?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, there's like a choir, and so we all kind of sang on that, and then we're all playing different instruments. So on that track, I'm playing drums.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can see if you go to the Wells website on the worship, we'll put a link to it on our page, but there is a video of you guys all kind of doing different things. I know Chris Beery and his sister are in that video and they're singing in it, and it's just a whole worship collective all together. Yeah. You guys are
And the hope is eventually, like we did with this first song, we just try to figure out what does that process look like and eventually to be able to open it up to just everybody that's in our ministry. That is, we got tons of guys coming to me all the time and saying like, here's a song I wrote, or what do you think of this, or what do you think of that? And
right.
And just even to like think about, we were talking about you know, some of the gals' voices at Fig of like, oh, we'd love to hear her voice on this song.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, let's grab your string guy and your cello guy, or let's grab the drummer from Clovis' team. And so just to really get like that, just all the best things out of multi-site into one thing that just feels like it's not singularly focused, but it's just, it's the well. It's not Dom and Carl making an album or something like that, or Chris making an album. You know, it's like, we want it to be the well. So.
Cool. Well, with us kind of chatting about that song, I'd love to play the song. And so up next, you're going to hear that Kingdom Come song, and then we will return, and we'll be talking about the next song that they're going to be talking about, and maybe get a little acoustic session as well. You guys cool doing
Sweet.
That?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
All right, so listen up to Kingdom Come, first song by The Well Worship that you can download free online.
Is your own. Now our hearts are your throne. So let your freedom ring out. Raise our victorious shout. From the ashes we rise. For you brought us new life. Let your kingdom come. Can't hide, but come align our hearts to love the way that you love. Make division cease, so the world may see your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Church undivided. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church undivided. No, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church undivided.
And over the break, I was thinking about, what does the process look like for you guys in writing music? Is one of you like specialized more in like writing the actual music, and one of you is a better lyricist, or like how does that all work for you guys?
That's the question.
Yeah, it's $1 million question.
Yeah, I think Dom and I playing music so long together. I feel like we have like foundational type stuff, so we like click right away and like mesh. As far as writing music, Dom's definitely a lot more technical than I am, and I think we've kind of balanced each other out, where he can put some cool chord progressions together, and a lot of times I can come up with a decent melody, you know, and something that kind of can stick in people's head, and vice versa. I think that we kind of switch back and forth as far as, like, you know, him and I are concerned. There's everybody's so different, but as far as we're concerned, yeah, I mean, when we wrote the new song coming out at the beginning of the year, Invitation, we sat down and just kind of were throwing out different melodies, different ideas as far as lyrics go. And it was actually new for me because you have three heads. Basically, it was Don, myself, and then Chris Beery. And we're just kind of, you know, throwing out different things. And, that doesn't work. That's not theologically whatever. And so,
yeah,
I don't know if that answered your question.
It was like, kind of like three rabbis in a room trying to discuss like a verse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, well, that word makes me think of this. So not only that, it's like the goal of like trying to make a song, like I said, that's good, that Kingdom Come is catchy, because it's like, how do you make something that's super catchy that you're going to want to sing along to, that's theologically sound, that somebody's going to listen to over and over again? So even more than a sermon, we feel like, that you hear once and then maybe go, oh, that was a bad thing. It's like months of time on one song that you're going to have them just chant over and over again.
Yeah.
So we better make sure that what they're saying is true. Like,
absolutely.
You
know?
Yeah, that's scary. Like taking liberty with scripture in a way that you make it musical, but not taking liberty where it's like not accurate anymore. Yeah.
Well, I think of that song where it's like, his banner over us, his banner over you is love. And that's from Song of Solomon. They're basically saying, well, that's Jesus in Song of Solomon, who's the our person, the kind of the third person in there. Right. And even when Brad went through the Song of Solomon series, it's like, if you've heard that song, that is not theologically sound, but they made it fit for the song to work. You know what I mean? And so it's so true. You really got to get all the elements right, because people are going to hear it over and over and over, and generations are going to sing this song years and years later.
Yeah, there's so many songs that we could go down the list of just like, that's totally scriptural, but like, that's totally old covenant versus so all those things. And so it was really cool to just like, I think Chris, Carl, and myself had really never written songs with other people like that.
Mm.
So we sat down with no instruments altogether at first, and we're just like, let's pray. Let's see themes that we see in the Bible and 1 Corinthians now that we know that we're going through that. And what are things that are standing out? And what are songs that maybe haven't been written? We don't necessarily need to write another song that says, you know, I can sing of your love forever or whatever. You know, it's like, because it's great, it's been done. We need to know that. We need to know that he loves us, but we don't need another song that says that necessarily. So,
yeah, and we kept, you know, trying to think of that thing. Like, we want to be creative. We don't want to just be like real. I don't know if square is the right word, but we don't want it to be like so like straight scriptural. I mean, not that that's a bad thing, but we wanted to at least paint a picture. I like music when it's poetic and, you know, so where you can get things in your head where you're like, okay, I see that. Like, that's a cool idea. And again, not going against like the scripture, but like, we try to find that balance, you know, like where it's not like just, you know, real square sounding and not very deep. And it's like, oh, okay. Sounds like a song, like you were saying, like that I sing every week or whatever. So something new, fresh, but.
And trying to be creative in that, but knowing that when you try and be creative, like as the months go by, we're going to totally fail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you're trying to push the envelope of what creativity is. And sometimes you fail before you get that next thing. Mm-hmm. And so,
absolutely.
But just content to go, hey, we're going to fail and have fun doing it. And so,
well, I think it turned out great, guys. So I'm a fan, and I'm excited for kind of the new song, and maybe wanted to touch on that a little bit, but kind of the plan is for this next song to come out maybe in a month or so, 2 months or so. And Carl, you're kind of lead vocals on this song, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, did you write the song yourself, or same exact kind of thing? It was a collective effort altogether.
Yeah, this was our first kind of collective effort that we wrote together.
Okay.
And that's the one where Don was saying we prayed and like kind of opened up 1 Corinthians and started walking through it, and we literally got like 3 words in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when because we noticed like a trend, verse 1 through 3, Paul says the word called at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he talks about, I'm called by the Lord, we're called to be saints, and the Lord calls us. And so we're like, well, you know, let's look. So we were, you know, obviously with the internet and stuff, we started pulling up like Greek lexicon type stuff, and the word is it kletos, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And we, the first definition basically just said, being basically called to a banquet. It's like you're invited. It's like an invitation. And we're like, oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, there's been songs like written about that whole like banquet type thing. I mean, Leland has one, Shane and Shane, but it's, we're like, let's talk about kind of the idea of where we were and now we're invited. It's almost, you know, like we got this invitation and we get to go and basically from sin and we're made whole through Christ. And so it's kind of running with that. And so
that's yeah, and you had a really cool thought of like, just when we were talking about what does that mean to be at the banquet of the Lord and being called out, and just sort of the word picture of like that you thought in your head of like you always thought of yourself as almost like a little kid, like being seated at this table that was too big with like a crown on your head that was too big and falling off. And,
yeah.
And just kind of that like, what the heck am I doing at this place right now? And
but yet you even though you're like, what the heck am I doing at this place? You're so deserving to be there as well. Like God wants you there. He wants to spend time with you.
Because you're his kid. And he's like so stoked that you're there with
him. Yeah, and we all felt humbled like when he says like we're called to be saints. And that's a part of the song that we said. We're basically saying all saints rejoice and raise one voice together, crying out worship to God. And just thinking of ourselves, I mean, that's what he says. It's basically saying all saints around the world, basically us, you know, and so it's humbling, but like you were saying, I mean, through Christ we're made, you know, perfect, and we can come before the Lord and sit at the table and feast. And so that's kind of where the feel of the song came from.
Yeah. And then the chorus was, we kind of were like, had a verse and a pre-chorus, and the chorus, it was like, well, now that we're all together sitting at this table, what are we supposed to say? And what would we say? So what, you know, so kind of looking at scripture. So we went to Revelations and we're just kind of looking. And then I like pulled off this chorus that I had written like years ago. And it was like, all glory, power, and honor belong to him, you know? So, and then it was like, oh, let's try that. And so we tweaked it. And it's like, hey, what if we made it shorter? What if we said this? And then all of a sudden it was like, yeah, what else do you say when you're in the presence of the King? Of just all glory, honor, and power belong to you. I mean, you're not going to be saying,
Pass me the salt.
Jesus, that sweet potato pie is so good. Yeah.
Now, what's the title of the new song?
It's called Invitation.
Invitation. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And I don't know, Megan and I thought it'd be fun if you guys played a little bit for us.
Yeah.
Would that be cool? Totally. And I know it's a little bootsy in here, but Dave can work his magic in post.
That's right.
So this song is called Invitation, and it's once again by The Well Worship, and it'll be available for download.
We're hoping at the end of January.
Yeah. End of January. Awesome. Yeah. So
Spoutcast listeners get a little preview.
I know, yeah. Nobody else has heard this. Mm. So we are excited, guys. This is you guys gave a Christmas present to The Well, and the Spoutcast is now giving a Christmas present to our listeners.
So how's that sound now?
This is circular, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, enjoy some Invitation.
Yeah.
We've been invited to the banquet of the Lord, called out to be his chosen people. Let every nation, every tongue, who's been washed in his blood, praise his holy name. And all saints rejoice and raise one voice, singing glory and honor, power belong to you, God, forever. And all glory and honor, power.
That was great, guys. I appreciate you guys coming in and just playing us your music, sharing your heart behind why you guys are doing what you're doing, and kind of the future of The Well Worship Ministry. And Megan, I really appreciate you being here on so close to the holidays as well. Everybody else just bails. So.
Yeah, and I appreciate you, Christian, for
thank you.
Leading this thing every week. You're our fearless leader.
There's a lot of appreciation.
Yeah, well, we're nice people.
Let's do hands in for appreciation on three. One, two, three. Appreciation.
Appreciation. Well, hey, guys, thanks for being here. And don't forget to do home church on Christmas. If you haven't checked out those videos online, about why we do home church and some kind of how to do home church as well. They are really good. Check those out on The Well's website. And also, if you want to download Kingdom Come, is it just thewellcommunity.org/worship, or how do you get there?
Yeah, you just go to the worship tab right there, or you can just from the homepage, you can go to media section.
Okay.
And then there's a worship music tab, and you can watch a video that our great video department made, just some behind the scenes footage, heart behind it, and then right click and download it, or just listen to it on that page and say, I don't like it. And maybe next month I'll like it.
Perfect.
That's totally fine.
We'll post a link for the download on our page. But thanks again, everybody. Merry Christmas to all. Christmas. This is The Spout. We are out.